Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Todd, is there anything that you can do to help this offense be more productive where they come around with more points?
Yeah, we have to execute better. We have to execute better in a lot of situations, and we turn the ball over and lose the turnover battle 4-0. That's tough to do, but we get some yards, and then we shoot ourselves in the foot. Whether it's penalty wise, it's just execution wise, and we got to do a better job there.
What's wrong with Spencer Long?
He re-aired his hand.
That's why he was having snap issues.
That's why he came out.
So it wasn't a performance issue that took him out of the game.
No.
Think about taking him out of the game after so many snaps?
No, I didn't. We were fine. We didn't play well on offense, period. It wasn't just a snapping thing. We didn't execute anything.
Todd, why do you think that you couldn't get any kind of flow on offense?
Well, part of it because their defense is good and part of it because we didn't execute.
Your defense held them without a touchdown play well enough to win. It was a bright spot for you, the defense.
We still got to get turnovers. You don't play well when you lose ball games, so we got to get turnovers and do a little more.
What was Sam doing? Was he forcing the ball into those interceptions that led to those?
I know two for sure. He liked to have back. The last one was fourth down. He had to throw it up, but they weren't great throws, and he liked to have them back. But, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board.
Pick six. Just keep that play. I mean, why force it?
Like I said, there were plays he liked to have back, and some good throws. He didn't make some good throws today.
Do you have a general level of concern for Sam, being that he's not really coming out of this wall here?
No, I don't have a general concern. I have a general concern about us scoring points and moving the ball consistently.
Why was it so difficult to establish the run when it was happening?
Like I said, it was execution some, and it was Miami some.
Do you think Sam's regressed at all?
No, I don't think he regressed. I mean, you're going to have some bad throws. You just can't turn it over.
Is there any thought to, you know, just for the sake of a spark on offense, to be going with Josh?
Not right now, no.
What percentage would you say Robbie was at and Quincy was at?
They were healthy enough to play, and when you're out on the field, you're full speed.
Long at least 5 or 6 bad. Horrible snaps. I mean, why not take
them
out there?
I look at the film and I evaluate his snaps.
Todd, how critical was that drive? You guys are down 6-3. They gave you 2 back-to-back face mask penalties, and then I think you were at the 20, and then you went backwards on the sack on the delay game.
They were all critical. I mean, that was a big one. It had us, gave us a chance to get back in the game. I think we were in it till the end. We just didn't make enough plays to win it.
Todd, after the back-to-back wins, kind of talk was that this team had found some maturity and you guys were building some consistency, but now 3 straight losses, I mean, do you start to worry about the mental state of this team at this point?
No, I don't. We still built maturity and consistency. We're just not executing well right now.
Todd, you just, at 3-6, you know, where are you guys in terms of your goals for this season?
Still the same. We got to take each game one by one, and we'll go from there.
How can you turn this around? I mean, it seems like it's starting to spiral.
It's not a spiral thing. It was a tough loss, and we'll go back to the drawing board and fight. Our team is together, and we understand where we are, and we just got to get back to work tomorrow.
Is there anything positive to take out of this game?
We're in it till the end. We just got to execute better. Play tough on both sides, but we got to execute.
Is the most important thing about this season developing Sam Darnold?
It's trying to win ball games.
When one facet of the team plays well for you guys, say the defense and the offense struggles like that, what kind of dynamic is that for you trying to lead the locker room when there's obviously a lot of frustration?
There is no dynamic. You play well when you win. And if you don't win, you don't play well.
Basham, the injury?
Yes.
Serious?
I get some tests run.
Anyone else?
I told you Spencer left the game with his finger. Other than that.
Is it the same one?
Same one.
Is there anything in particular you left
We played tough. I mean, we didn't execute. That's as simple as that. We played tough. We were in it till the end. We gave ourselves a chance to win or tie the ball game, and we didn't execute.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.